from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September the 22nd, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star that contract negotiations between Columbia County and the Columbia Economic Development Corporation are now underway. CEDC Interim Executive Director F. Michael Tucker and Board President Tony Jones made their case for restoration of county funding before the Board of Supervisors Economic Development Committee on Monday, September the 21st. If the talks prove successful, $225,000 in county support to the agency would be restored for 2015 and open the door for more than $400,000 in funding for 2016 as well. The consensus among committee members was to require the money be used for a specific project designed for economic development. Committee members also questioned Tucker about the role an executive director would have in the restructuring of the organization. Contract negotiations with the county will also include a plan for the CEDC to repay $116,000 to the county for land handed over by the agency as part of the Ginsburg Food Expansion Project. You can read that full story in the Register Star. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the race for alderman in Hudson's 3rd Ward is now a three-way contest following the entry of businessman William Capel. Capel will challenge incumbents John Friedman and Henry Haddad, both Democrats, in November. He's running on his own line, the Progressive Unity Party. The city GOP has not put a candidate forward. Born in Manhattan, Capel moved to Hudson with his family in 1956 when he was 13. Following graduation from Hudson High School, he entered the U.S. Navy. Capel owned and ran several businesses in the city before he retired. Capel said he wants to get things in government back to the way they used to be when people were more interested in the city and less concerned about political parties. Haddad is running without the backing of the city Democrats. He was born in New York City but has lived in Germantown and Hudson since he was 6 months old. Haddad is in property management and volunteers as part of the Hudson City School District's mentoring program. Haddad said he, and I quote, conducts a pretty good police committee meeting with civil conversations, end quote. And he believes he's been a pretty good intermediary between the constituents and the police chief. Unlike Haddad, Friedman was endorsed by the Democratic Committee. He told the paper, and I quote, I've never campaigned. I just do my job. I try to be available when people ask for it. I try to be as effective as I can on the street level as a representative of my constituents on the Common Council, end quote. Friedman said his priorities include the lodging tax and the elimination of the weighted vote system. He said, and I quote, the weighted vote is not good for the citizens of Hudson. It undermines certainty and the people's understanding of how the system works, end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has accepted a set of 12 recommendations aimed at easing reentry and reintegration for formerly incarcerated people. It was announced on Monday, September the 21st. The recommendations made by the Council on Committee Reentry and Reintegration include the adoption of fair chance hiring at state agencies. Under that policy, applicants will not have to disclose conviction unless an agency has interviewed a candidate and wants to hire them. Another recommendation is to adopt new guidelines for paying fees that would allow inmates to save more money for use after release. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, the work of this council increases the ability of our fellow citizens with criminal convictions to contribute positively to their families and communities, which creates a fairer and safer New York, end quote. Cuomo created the council in July of 2014 and charged them with identifying barriers formerly incarcerated people face and making recommendations for change. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Casey Steeler is reporting at Capitol Confidential that Tracy Memorial Village Hall in Chatham and Christ Church in Greenville are two of 27 properties recommended by the New York State Board of Historic Preservation for addition to the state and national registers as historic places. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said in a statement released Monday, September the 21st, and I quote, these sites are the locations of significant movements in New York's rich history that in many cases reverberated across the nation and beyond, end quote. The Tracy Memorial Village Hall is a neoclassical style building erected in 1912. It was designed by architect and landscape designer Horace Whittier Peasley, a native of Columbia County who rose to national prominence. The construction was funded by the Tracy family in memory of Albert E. Tracy, who died in 1910. Christ Church was built in 1857 and was made of locally quarried red sandstone. The church's cemetery is the final resting place for some notable leaders, including the former governor Benjamin Franklin Perry and Vaudrey McBee, the father of Greenville. According to the Board of Historic Preservation, the structure is, and I quote, an outstanding, remarkably intact example of Gothic Revival religious architecture. The designation allows the owners of the sites and the historic preservation groups access to state and federal grant funds to maintain and improve the locations. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Finally, Casey Kosajansky is reporting in the Register Star that the Ghent Democratic Committee has endorsed Patty Mahaney and Kothi Zan for town board. Mahaney is a longtime community volunteer. The organization she heads, Ghent Con, took an active role in challenging the rebuilding of TCI and opposed the county airport expansion project. Mahaney is a member of the Columbia Memorial Health's Board of Trustees and chairs its foundation board. Zan practiced law for more than 15 years before becoming a published author in 2013. She now heads Project Ghent. Zan serves on the board of Columbia Green Hospital Foundation and Oh My International Arts Center. Mahaney and Zan are vying for two open town board seats. They will face the Ghent GOP-backed incumbent Pete Nelson and newcomer Mark Houston in November. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 71 degrees. For Tuesday night, there will be patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 44. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, areas of fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. And on Thursday, sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 6:43 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:52 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 22nd day of September, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.